We're back with our Ask Me Anything segment where I pose a question to Gerald, my resident career shrink.
Tiffany, did you know that the term shrink was first used in the 40s as a slang to describe psychotherapists?
I think that you are that to me.
Yeah, it really originated from head shrinkers.
Huh?
Yeah, so literally it's like getting into your head.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What it meant. Right?
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I thought this gives some interesting context behind the term to our listeners. So please don't see me as a shrink, a shrinker, but perhaps more as a career friend.
Okay. I'll see you as my career friend. We welcome your questions too. So please write to us and I'll ask them on your behalf. Send us your questions via LinkedIn. You can find both of us there or write to us at cnapodcasts@mediacorp.com.sg. So Gerald, my question to you for this week is, how do I disconnect from work while on holiday if my colleagues or boss aren't leaving me alone?
Wow, it's a great question. My wife should be on this podcast.
Why? Why?
Because she would tell me, she would remind me
that you are not disconnecting.
Yes. Yeah, but it's also really great because the school holidays are coming up.
Okay.
So I think this is really good for parents who want to take the holiday with their kids. So disconnecting from work really requires a few things. One being the support of your boss, your colleagues, your customers, and even you.
Mm.
So I think many of us may struggle with different aspects of this.
Like you?
For example, for me, I'm often thinking about work even when I'm on holiday. So that's why my wife would be the one to check in on me.
Okay.
How about you, Tiffany?
But that's because you run your own business. Yeah, so it's a bit difficult.
You can't switch off.
Yeah. You can't switch off. I mean, for me, it depends. So if I have a longish holiday, like about 7 days or 10 days, I do realize that for the first 3 days, I cannot disconnect from work. I'll be frantically checking my emails, checking Slack. I'll be lurking. But by about day four, I would really disconnect. I would stop all communication and respect that I have an out-of-office message. Like, I would respect my out-of-office message. So going back to the question, if your colleagues or your bosses don't respect your time off, what can you do?
All right. So I think if your bosses and your colleagues, they may not understand that you need to disconnect, I think what you could do on your part, maybe as best as you can, you still have to update them. You still have to set those clear expectations of, for example, who's your covering officer? When are you going to be back? And also, what are some of the things that they could update you on?
Okay.
Or they should be contacting you for? Because there could be work exigencies.
Oh, right.
So there are sometimes things that you may still want them to contact you, but you have to be clear about what are those things? What are the areas of concern that they can reach you at?
Okay.
So I think having these conversations could be quite useful.
So it's not exactly shutting them out and say, do not talk to me, do not even think about my name, but it's to say that, okay, I know that there will be certain projects or certain people that I would have to be in touch with because maybe I'm the only person who has been in touch with this person, right?
Yes.
Then maybe in those instances, just give me a ping. Just let me know that there's an email in the mailbox so that I can look at
it. Yeah, that's right. And I find that it would be courteous as well to just inform them that you would be taking more time to respond because you can't be checking your phone at all times. You might be on the move. There might not be Wi-Fi.
Mm.
So letting them know that it might take some time for you to respond. It would help them to manage their expectations and also allow you to have that free space to decide when you see that ping on the notification of the message asking you to respond. You could really decide whether you want to.
Okay.
Or right at that moment. Yeah.
And you said earlier on to have somebody to cover your role. Is there an expectation that there will always be somebody covering somebody?
Mm. So I think sometimes in your job role may be a solo contributor and you don't have anybody covering for you, then if that's the case, then you really need to inform your stakeholders, your customers about your absence.
Okay.
Nobody will be responding to them and you might want to provide your number just for emergency. And again, what are those situations that they should be contacting you for, right? But if you have a covering officer on the team, then this is where you sit with them to explain to them what are some of the urgent priorities that may need to be fulfilled during your absence, because they are the ones covering for that. And of course, you know, when you're on a holiday, remember to buy them something nice when you come back. Yeah, because they are covering, they're doing double work.
Another friction magnet.
Yeah. So no, so buy them something nice that, that you think that they will enjoy. But yeah, because they are really covering your work and they're helping you to do some things that's important. I mean, I heard horror stories of people just leaving and sometimes their leave time coincides with really important work milestones.
Oh, yes.
And then after that, the colleagues who are left working, they are saying that, so irresponsible.
Yeah.
You know, So I think having that upfront conversation, explain to them why you couldn't stay back to complete this important milestone is important, right? And one other thing I'm reminded about is remember that we are not indispensable to the company.
Okay, that's a very good point. Yeah,
because we are really not that important. You know, the company is made of many people. The company can still function, right? I had a former colleague who once shared this word of advice to me. He said, don't make ourselves to be more important than what we need to be so that we can truly focus on what's important to us.
That's true. I think oftentimes we think that people are thinking about us quite a lot. In fact, they actually are not thinking about us. But we think that, oh, people are thinking that we are enjoying ourselves too much. So we therefore need to still stay connected with work. We feel bad. We feel that, you know, people are judging us. But actually, you know, most people are just moving on with their work day. They're happy to take over your duties. They understand. I think more importantly, they understand that one day, the roles will be reversed and you will have to take on their work as well while they're on holiday.
Yeah.
And so therefore, please respect that protected time with their family or their friends when it's their turn to be on a holiday.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's a really important point because we have to pay it forward.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So far, we've talked about just regular employees. What if you are the boss?
Oh.
How?
We need another AMA on this.
Okay. We'll do another AMA. What if you are the boss and you want to disconnect from work? How do you do that? And then my boss will listen to this. We hope you found this conversation helpful to you. Let us know if you have any feedback. Again, we're on our usual CNA social channels, or you can leave a comment on Spotify. Remember to send your questions to Gerald and I will help you out. Ask them. The team behind the Work It podcast is Crispina Robert, Joanne Chan, Junaini Johari, and Saye Wind. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Gerald. Have a good work week ahead.